أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال إنه يقول إنها بقرة لا ذلول تثير الأرض ولا تسقي الحرث مسلمة لا شية فيها. قالوا الآن جئت بالحق فذبحوها وما كادوا يفعلون.
As we read in the previous ayats, the Banu Israel kept on asking questions that which kind of a cow it is that they must slaughter. And as it comes in the hadith, they could have slaughtered any cow, it would have sufficed them. But on their questioning, Allah also made it more and more difficult upon them. Also, we read that the words, Insha'Allah, they said, by that then they got the tawfiq of finally finding the cow and slaughtering it. These words, Insha'Allah, ulama have written, it shows that a person admits that I cannot do anything at all. Everything is in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. And until this condition doesn't come upon a person, no matter of his gets resolved, gets sorted out. A person has to realize in every matter that I can do nothing. In fact, I'm a spoiler. I break things. I spoil things. Allah is the only maker. And the words, inshallah, gives that meaning. And all these words which have come in our deen, we should try and bring them on our tongues. Also, one common thing that for children, for example, even as grown-ups, we ask them, how are you? The straight answer is fine. We so much in this modern way, Western way, if parents are there and then parents will say, what must you say? Then they will remember or they will encourage them. Then they'll say, Alhamdulillah. But that also shows we have taught them, but not to practice it, just that they know that we have to say Alhamdulillah. So they have to be reminded. And it takes a long time and a proper effort that it comes on our tongues naturally. We say Alhamdulillah, etc. So we should try and make an effort to bring this whole deen into our lives. Anyway, then Musa alayhi salatu wasalam informed them that Allah Ta'ala says, kaha, wo farmate hai ki wo ghai hai, mehnat karne wale nahi. This is a cow that has not been put to any effort and work. It hasn't worked. La dalulun tuthirul ardh. It hasn't done any work, and neither has it was not used in order to plow the ground. It wasn't used for any work like that. Wala tasqil ardh. And neither was it used to irrigate the ground. It is a cow that has been just left, that never any work was taken from that cow. Musallamatul la shiyata fiha. And it is a cow be'aib hai, that hasn't got any faults in it whatsoever, and it hasn't got any marks on it also. It is a pure cow, as previously it has came bright yellow in color, a very appealing cow, and it hasn't worked in any way. This is that cow. Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali has written, they had finally, when they found that it was such a cow, they had to pay a very enormous, big amount of money for it. Whereas, they had just slaughtered any cow, it should have been just the price of a normal cow. But now they had to pay a very big price for such a cow. قَالُ الْآنَ جِئِتَ بِالْحَقِّ بُولِ أَبْتُ لَايَا. But they say, now you have informed us properly that what this cow is, and this was all also because they had said Insha'Allah. فَذَبَحُوهَا, and then they slaughtered that cow. وَمَا كَادُوا يَفْعَلُونَ, and it was very close that they would not have accomplished this work. By the barakat of Insha'Allah, they did this work, and then who that actual murderer was, that person came back to life for that little while, and he said who his murderer is, and then he died again. So the lesson that we learn here, we should, whatever Allah has commanded us, we should fulfill those commands as they have come. And that we have to bring an Islamic way of life into us, that we depend fully upon Allah Ta'ala, and we seek His guidance and realize that we are not fit to do anything. Allah has commanded us, we try our best, but that the iman, as far as asbab is concerned, we realize that asbab can't do anything, as asbab is also from Allah. Allah is Rabbul Asbab. He is the creator of asbab also. And Allah alone is the doer of everything. And in all our matters, we must just turn to Allah Ta'ala. And we are not faithless that we don't do anything. We just sit, we make our effort, but we don't trust our effort. And we don't believe that our effort yields the result. Allah is the one that is doing. So we turn in all our matters to Allah. We do what we have to do, and we make dua, and we trust fully in Allah Ta'ala. May Allah guide us in all our matters to righteousness, to our deen, and to follow our deen properly. Wa akhiru dawah.